Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 404 of your Overseas Connection podcast, a more wise and mature gaming community that's friendly to everybody. We love everybody, except for Canada. Today is January 14th, 2016. I am one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, gamertag OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And it's just Murphy's Law, by the way, on Xbox Live. And if and when I buy my Glacier White PS4, I just might have to get my PSN ID back up, but I might have to change it, and I guess I can't change my name, so I'll just create a new one and have another account. Anyway, enough of that. Who else is on the show today? We have Miss Kim Woods on the show today.
Howdy, everybody. How the heck are you?
Doing good. Doing very good, Kim.
Okay.
I like the salute. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
works really well in the audio podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Also on the podcast today, drunker than ever, Mr. Robin Tate.
Hey, I'm only starting. I'm not drunk. I'll be drunk at the end. Good evening, everybody. Hello, Mark and Kim and what's his name? Greg. It's Robin Tate here in a cold man cave 2 in Ballymena, Northern Ireland. And here we go again, and it's lovely to be just sitting back, relaxing, and watching the stress unfold.
Yes, a little bit of stress, leading into the podcast, but so far it is smooth. Robin, Man Cave 2,
yes.
We're supposed to feel sorry for you because you're cold because you're in your Man Cave 2.
Yeah, I didn't switch the heat on. Too late.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We were sitting in front of in the house in the North Wing with Judith there, and we were watching a few episodes of
North
Criminal.
Wing. Jesus Christ, man! I just gotta say, the North Wing is like the White House. I'm in the West Wing. I'm gonna be in the North Wing, right?
And the Criminal Minds. Yeah, we've discovered Criminal Minds, that program. Anyway,
oh boy!
In this episode,
This particular episode. In series one, somebody was creeping into the house at night time, and Judith, after it, said, like, the back door should be locked, Robin, at this time of night. And I said, well, I'm going out to the man cave here, and there's no lock on the big doors outside. So I've came in here, and I've jerry-rigged two or three cable ties to lock the door, because I'm now paranoid, because we live out in the sticks, and I'm in the dark, and just in case... If anybody sees a big man with a knife behind me during this podcast, please say something in the chat.
Yeah, there's a 15-second delay, so you're already be dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
Poor Robin, we knew him well.
Oh, I suppose we should actually introduce one other individual on this podcast, the man behind the tech, the man who never sweats. And he's actively growing back his hair.
Yeah, confidence is high. Yes.
Mr. Mark Wright.
Yes, hello everyone. Mark Canuck here. I'm using a new streaming software tonight. So tonight is the key moment to see if this is a success or a failure. And so far it's working. So, and Nicole likes this, don't you, Nicole?
I know, I do.
Yeah.
You're so confused. How many weeks away is this now?
Bullying.
Yes, we've seen a zoo. That's me.
Yeah, no, so to give some plugs, do we like this new software? Is it working well?
Yeah.
Do we like it better than OBS? That's what we normally use.
It seems more stable, and for everyone else who doesn't know, I'm using Game Show by Telestreams. They're an American TV production company, so this is a bit of their speciality. And I think OBS Studio has this option, but I've not used it. But you can preview the next screen before you go live with it, so it's like a mixing deck. You can listen to one record before you play the next sort of thing. So yeah, I'm liking it. It's pretty good so far. Let's see if it holds up.
holding up is going to be the challenge.
Yep.
All right. Well, I suppose we should maybe talk a little bit about what's been going on this past week. I myself have been, like, it's house project time. For whatever reason, ever since Christmas time, we have been one project after another. So got the entertainment center all built and installed, have a new TV. Now I'm actually working on the audio sound system for that. So I've wired the house first for ceiling speakers. So now the next thing is going to be installing those. So that will be a fun little endeavor. Yeah, and then outside of that, we're having some landscaping stuff done to the front of the house, which our timing was kind of bad. We started it, and this massive rainstorm hit all of Northern California. I'm telling you, man. At one point, I thought we were going to lose a tree. Our neighbors lost their tree, so we lucked out a little bit. But, So the front of the house is just a mess now.
But it'll be worth it. Man. It'll be good.
It will.
Whoops. First cock up of the night. Sorry. Yeah. Wrong keyboard. I just pressed my Mac keyboard, which is my soundboard. I use the wrong keyboard. Sorry. Carry on. I'll edit that out.
Back to my comment of smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting a fair bit of work done at the back of the house here as well. And our guys couldn't come on Thursday and Friday because of the snow.
Yeah, you had a lot of snow, did you not?
No. No, about most an inch.
Oh,
the problem today has been the driveway from our house up to the lane is a gentle slope, 10, 15 degrees. But the snow has compacted and now is solid ice. So earlier today there was an Amazon delivery, some parcels arrived. And brought the parcels in and had a chat with Judith. And I was on my way out when I seen the delivery driver coming in, and I carried the parcels back in. So I had a chat with Judith, and I thought, well, I'm going to go up to the top of the lane and check the little post box at the top of the lane.
Right.
Just in case there's any post in there. But I was in the house for about 5 minutes. And when I came back out, I looked it up to, way up to the top of the lane, and the delivery driver was sitting at the top of our lane going, woo, woo. You've been stuck, couldn't get out of the lane because of the ice. The ice has been the problem here. Now, you're saying that, rain is now on.
Do you guys salt your driveway and things like that?
No, because we're completely ill-prepared for bad weather because it happens so, there's so little of it. So right. By tomorrow, it'll be 10 degrees over here again, and you know, everything will be gone. It'll be green fields once again. So
for those in the U.S., that's not 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
No.
That would still be freezing.
American.
Yes. So 10 degrees Celsius, what is that, like 40-ish?
Yeah, just above. Fahrenheit. Yeah. It's not warm at all, but I mean, zero is freezing here. So
gotcha.
It was
sense.
It was minus one the other night. It was cold.
Well, it's probably about 3 or 4 degrees now. So it's cool enough.
That's cold.
Today I had my boys out go-karting.
Nice.
Today was an auspicious day, a big day in this man's life. So Joshua, my eldest, is 16, and we go-kart maybe half a dozen times a year, a certain track here in Ballymena. And he's been going, he had his 8th birthday, because you have to be 8 to get into these carts. Now, there's no gears in them, and it's an indoor track, and it goes up a ramp. It's really cool, but, I mean, the lap record on this track is 15.4 seconds, so it's a quick lap. And I have been faster at each time. And today, Joshua beat my best time.
The king has been beaten.
It has. And I was mixed emotions of pride and I'm an old fella now.
And then you actually thought about getting back in the goat.
Bastard, yeah. How did he do that? And the cheeky bugger went whizzing past me one time. And so, the lap record is 15.4 seconds. My best lap ever around here is 16 and a half. And I was doing 16.8s today and he'd done a 16.4. That's he's going well. He is going well. So
yeah,
I've trained him well. But But yeah, that was a big
thing. You know what it is, Robin? You need to hit the diet again. Lose some of that body weight. That go-kart will go a little bit faster.
I did come home and pulled back some of my old times, and I'd seen today that there was about, almost half a second in it, and there's probably an extra stone since the last time we were there. So, I mean, these things, these little carts, the thing about them is once you get the speed going, it's all about not braking, not taking your foot off the accelerator, just keeping it smooth and fast. So, yes, weight is important because there's a bit of a hill, but it's about getting to the speed and keeping it going. Anyway, yeah, the bastard beat me.
Yeah. Well, next time, just carry a bag of stones with you and just toss those into the back of his cart. See how he fares.
Well, the next one's Charlie. Charlie will be up knocking at my door soon because he's doing almost just over 18 seconds. So next time we were there, he'll knock another second off that, and I really will be the old fella. Hey, I got a new phone this week as well.
All right. What kind of phone did we purchase?
I changed from the iPhone 6 Plus to a 7 Plus.
Yay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, that's what I've got.
Yeah, it's almost identical to the 6 Plus.
Yeah.
Except
the haptic feedback. Yeah, I still got used to haptic feedback on it yet.
Yeah, there are a few. I mean, the button's a bit different. Yes, this is the headphone thing. I actually ordered
Headphone jack is different.
Yeah. Yeah, but hold on. I was reading in the news yesterday that HTC and Samsung are about to follow suit with their new phones. HTC have confirmed that their new range of phones will not have the 3.5mm jack.
Well, I won't buy HTC. All,
and no, Samsung are following suit. So, it's great.
When it happens, then I'll just say it's normal.
The nicest thing that I did was I actually went to buy the wireless Apple Buds, and I'm glad they weren't in stock because I would have had them by now. So I went to Amazon and bought a Bluetooth bud, little tiny bud in my ear.
Right.
It's a single bud, not a stereo bud, but it's brilliant because I go to bed at night and listen to an audiobook or a podcast, and now I'm cable free, and it is very, very cool. Just without cables, I'm sure anybody could use it for any phone, but. Yeah. Not going to bed and waking up with your thing around your neck strangling you at 3 a.m. is nice.
Well, what I usually do, and it's funny that you say that, though, because I always will go to bed listening to a podcast as well, but I use a wired headset, but I'll just literally put one plug in and leave the other plug out.
Yeah, so do I.
So similar to what you're doing, with the wired. But I don't move a lot when I sleep, so I typically don't strangle myself. Once in a while. You'll hear a nice little crash as I pull my phone off of my dresser.
I am only allowed to sleep on my left side. I'm not allowed to sleep on my back.
Yeah,
so I have
I
to
hear
sleep
you.
On my left side. And I'm not allowed to sleep on my right side because I breathe heavily. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Married for 20 years does weird things to that. Yes.
No, it does.
Anyway.
Don't breathe on me. Yes. Don't snore. Mm. Those are all, and keep your cold feet off of me.
Oh no, it's the other way around. No, I get the ball foot. Yeah. And they're ice cold, and she, warms her feet up on my gang gang.
Oh yeah, that's completely acceptable. But if you try the reverse, that's a no go.
Mm. I bet you'll be doing it. Yeah,
I know.
No, I don't put my feet on her balls. No.
All right, well, we have gone off on a crazy tangent. Anybody else want to share a story before we talk video games? Because I'm sure anybody listening to this podcast right about us going like, what the hell? I thought they talked about video games.
How's Kim's house coming on? How's it going, Kim?
Pretty good. Next week, the gas guy should be here to hook up our natural gas. So, yay.
Now, and, Kim, are you in your new room right now, or is this the old room?
No, I'm still in the old room because the new room will no longer have the lovely brown wood paneling you see behind me. It is a blue color, so it's all light and pretty.
Is it a blue like textured wall, or is it blue wood paneling?
it's blue wood paneling. I couldn't get away from it. No, it's the blue drywall.
All right.
Yeah. See. That's quite like what's on the screen there. Mine's a little darker. And so I've been painting a lot today. I painted my closet, so that was interesting. Jesus Christ! If I wasn't claustrophobic before then, I am now. But it's going well. Like I said, hopefully gas next week. Hopefully internet next week because they've both been by here marking their little spots. So
right.
Probably in a couple of weeks.
That color, Mark, you threw up there.
Yeah.
That literally is close to the color of my room now.
Right.
Yes. I painted my office. That was another project that happened this past week. Sorry.
I'll paint, apparently. You know.
Yeah. All right. Mark, anything on your end?
No, just work in a certain game, which I'll talk about in a bit. But apart from that, not a lot. I've just been preparing today with a new game show, so that's been my week, really. A bit boring.
All right. Okay. Well, there we go. Boring it is.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk video games, folks. It's been a pretty, slow week for me for gaming. I played a bit of Rebel Galaxy. This is part of my YOLOG. It's part of my Dirty 30. I'm trying to get through this game. I gotta say, it's feeling like a bit of a slog right now. And the grind is getting to me. And I've jumped back away from it. I've gone back to XCOM 2, which is also on my Dirty 30 list. I just happen to really love XCOM 2, so I am playing, I'm slow playing this game just so it doesn't finish up anytime soon. But yeah, Rebel Galaxy, I think what's got me kind of, in the doldrums with the game is the fact that you do have to level up your ship to kind of get through the single player game significantly. You can't just, how to put this properly. In The Witcher 3, yes, you level yourself up, but you can kind of go off and do the main story quest. You don't really have to do anything additional to level yourself up to get through the single-player campaign. Like, if you just go through the single-player campaign, you're going to be doing naturally enough stuff to kind of level yourself up to where you're going to be able to pretty much finish the game anyway. Whereas in Rebel Galaxy, it doesn't feel like, trying to go through the single-player campaign doesn't do enough in the way of missions and things to level you up to actually be able to complete the single player. You really have to do a bunch of side missions in order to level yourself up.
And are the side missions boring, are they?
The side missions are becoming very samey. And that's the one kind of problem. And it also, I think, isn't helping that I'm kind of wanting to get through it now. I'm kind of this is on my list. I want to get on through my list. And I know we talked about this, Robin, before. It's like, well, this list should be pleasurable. You should be playing games you want to finish. I want to finish it, but I definitely am challenged right now in getting through it. So,
And what is it down at? So I'm just checking here on the finishing time for it, which is – can't see it on your list. Damn it. 20 hours almost.
Yeah, so, and I'm way past that, it seems like. I feel like I'm way past it.
Yeah, that's just for good players. Yes.
Yeah, some of the systems you jump to further on in the game, if you haven't leveled up, if you jump to one of them systems, you will get destroyed quickly.
Yeah, and that's what I'm finding. It's like a single player kind of directs you to do that. But when you do it, you quickly realize, I can't. So I'm at a point right now where this next mission – is asking me to go get this. It basically is kind of like an ID card, you will. So it's a pass. And when I have gone in to try and get that pass, the fleets I'm going up against are just massive. And my ship is a well equipped ship, but it's not nearly equipped enough
as
to
massive?
Take on. Yeah, it's not that massive.
I have that on my list. Because I played it a bit, and you guys were raving about it, and it didn't get.
I mean, I enjoy it, but I think I enjoy it in small little snippets. But right now, because I'm trying to force my way through the campaign, I think that is detracting a little bit. So
force, use the force, Greg.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. The other thing and this is a disappointment is that there's no difficulty setting that you can adjust mid-game. So at this point, ouch. I would opt to maybe make this easy and just kind of get through the campaign, but you can't. So
okay, well, I'm not that far in, so I might go in and noob it. That might be the thing to do. Noob it. Yeah. Noob it.
It might be. And then, of course, XCOM 2. I love this game. I really do. It is so just, it is so well done.
Good for you.
I almost wish I had made it my game of the year, but I think I made the right choice in my game of the year. But yeah, XCOM 2. If you like strategy, if you like customization, and this is, I think, the ultimate strategy RPG game ever. It is fantastic. And I know a lot of people knock it for some of the timed mission elements, but they really feel like, I think with this latest patch, they've dialed that back. And they're not nearly as often as I was seeing earlier when I was playing through in previous runs. Huh. So, Robin, you'll be happy to know you are still alive.
Thank God. I mean, if you kill me, can you recreate me again? Can you, I mean, once you use that name, can you have another Robin to it?
I could, absolutely. Mark is dead.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry, Mark.
The natives in the chat are complaining that you're talking about XCOM again. XCOM again.
Well,
who would that be?
It's probably you complaining about it. No, that's that Canadian. We've already dealt with the Canadians. All right. Well, let's move on to somebody talk about something else. Robin, I know what you're going to talk about. Kim, I know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah, because it's on your screen, your twit.
Right? No, Mark, let's talk about Elite Dangerous.
You would come to me when I'm trying to...
Horrible, horrible game you don't want to play. Heard you complaining about it incessantly the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, just bear me a second. Keep chatting. You've caught me off guard now.
I caught you off guard. We're podcasting. How can I catch you off guard?
Because you shouldn't come to me first. Hang on, let me get some...
Okay. All right, well then I will go to Kim. Kim...
No, I'm done now.
Oh, God's sake. Going smooth. Smooth.
Yep. It's just that I've got some gameplay footage lined up for Elite Dangerous, you see. So,
All right.
You see, so if you've got
foreshadowing, Mark, foreshadowing. Yeah. After we talk to you in the very brief segment that we do about Elite Dangerous, because, you know, it's brief. I think it's a game you're going to sell.
I've got a half an hour speech here.
About that. So then we're going to go to Kim after you, Mark.
Right,
just so you know to line up.
Yeah, that's why I asked earlier who you're going to first, you see.
I get it.
Foreshadowing.
Elite Dangerous, Mark. Elite Dangerous.
The only game I have played in 2017 is Elite Dangerous. I mentioned it on Bongo's Dirty 30 Minutes, but we picked up the season pass in the Christmas sale. It was £10 and we went half, so it was only £5. And this season pass included the planetary landings and the little moon buggy and everything. And I've got back into it now. I'm absolutely hooked. Can't stop playing it. Every minute I can get on the Xbox, excuse me, I'm playing this game. I've managed to upgrade my ship a few times. I've got a better ship now. I've got the Asp, which cost me 7 million, just short of 7 million credits. And I've leveled that up now. And my little dog's barking. And now I've doing some missions with that. I've got, quite a good friendly banter going with this local system I'm in, and I'm getting a lot of credits now for doing missions for them. So I've got...
Excuse me, Mark.
Yes.
Isn't Nicole in the Skype call?
Because
dogs are definitely in the Skype call.
No, it's this bloody little rat of a Yorkshire Terry we've acquired.
Yeah. But you know what? Maybe there's a way to move your ass.
Can you just put your foot in that dog's mouth, please, Jenny?
Just step on its neck. It's okay.
Yeah. So where was I?
PETA's going to be after us now.
Yeah, so... playing a lot of Elite Dangerous. I've managed to get quite a few credits now. I'm saving up for Anaconda ship, which is a bigger ship with more gadgets on, but that's 144 million, so that's my aim now.
So I want to ask you some questions, Mark.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm going to sidetrack you from all of your, you know, your boasting about how many credits you've got.
That's not a lot.
The new DLC has landing on planets.
Yes.
It's got a rover.
Yes.
So, help me out here. What do you do with the rover? What is the purpose of landing on the planets? I mean,
There's various things you can do. There's outposts on planets, so you can actually dock it. You can dock on them with your ship if you want. Or some of the outposts don't have docking facilities, so you just land as normal. And then you can deploy in your SRV, we call it an SRV. You can deploy into your SRV, and it like lowers from the belly of your ship, like Thunderbird 2. Okay. And then you can drive off, and then you can actually... I'm about to just finish that video. And you can... This is hell of a thought. I don't know how Rich does it.
Multitasking.
Yeah. And you can dismiss your ship, and you can just watch your ship fly away again, which is really cool. And obviously you can recall it again. And then you can go to these outposts. Yeah, no, don't go off and never come back again. It'll leave you stranded. It's not like Matt Damon on The Martian. So you can go to these little outpost things, and we've got data points, and if you scan them with your scanner in your SRV, you can sell that data then at the next space station sort of thing. There's little skimmers which protect the area, like little police drones, and you can destroy them for credits for certain factions.
This is No Man's Sky.
Yeah. without animals. Without these stupid Jurassic Park animals, yeah. You can mine minerals on the planet's surface.
Question for the planets. I mean, do they actually have any trees or anything, or are they literally like moons all the time?
The ones I've been on have all been very barren. A bit hilly, a bit rocky, but no vegetation and very moony, yeah.
Okay.
Right. A few different colours, but very moony.
Got it.
So,
I feel in the mood to show a moon.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but...
I don't either. We're going to move on.
I'm not going to stand up.
All right, so Elite Dangerous, Mark, you're enjoying it. We're going to move on.
Yes.
Kim,
yes.
Tell me what have you been playing this past week besides The Witcher 3?
King's Quest, as a matter of fact. It's on my Yolg. So,
yeah, let's talk about King's Quest.
Yeah, it's a little like a Telltale game. Those are five episodes, I think. It's an episodic game. And you are an old king, and you are telling your granddaughter your stories of how you came to be the king. So,
okay. And this is a remake, by the way, of...
Yes.
I believe it was Sierra's originally, Sierra Online. I think it was Sierra Online Entertainment did it, I think, originally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. And I mean, it's a pretty cute little game. There's like almost no hand-holding into it at all. I went through several quests trying to figure out where the hell I was supposed to find things, couldn't find it. And then eventually, I found a walkthrough, which I should have looked at before I started, and realized I missed like a half a dozen achievements. So then I thought to myself, well, I'm halfway through the first episode. Do I keep going, or do I start over and possibly try to get the achievements I missed? And since it's not an actual very hard game, I just decided to start over and go for the achievements that I missed. So, it's like I said, it's a cute little game. And
now, does it have that Telltale kind of like they will remember this when you make certain decisions, that kind of thing?
I think so, because before I restarted, I went through this little deal, and I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but something big happened, and kind of from what I gathered, down the road, this will come into play in another episode. Or maybe by the end of the episode I'm currently on. So, you know, I think it's a lot like that. But like I said, I'm only on the first episode, so I don't really know for sure. But, you know, if you like those sort of games, I definitely recommend it. And here a while back, it was on sale cheap for like $10. So,
I think this was given away on PSN the first episode a while ago. So I think I've got this on the PS4 somewhere.
I think they gave away the first episode across the board. I remember downloading the first episode of King's Quest and never playing it. Not that I meant to not play it. It just got lost in the shuffle. But this sounds like, I mean, I've heard good things about this game. The video we're seeing right now, well done, Mark, looks great, even though you were a little late getting it up. I'm kidding only because I've watched you typing King's Quest in the little field. Yep. There we go. All right. So King's Quest, and of course The Witcher 3, Kim. You continue to play every inch of that game.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I played it yesterday, and I finally got to beat Lambert. Of course, then he proceeded to get my ass in trouble, So that wasn't so good, but yeah, what are you going to do?
Kim, yeah. I'm convinced you play this game for as long as you possibly can, strictly because you just want to look at Geralt.
Yeah, well, I did buy the calendar that the cosplay guy sold, so there is that. So take that for what you will.
Okay.
Just thinking there, sorry, King's Quest. There is a King's Quest fan, Mr. Miyagi. He completed, is it King's Quest 5?
And it might have been Episode 5. Probably Episode 5.
5 and 6?
King's Quest Episode 5. I don't think there was never more than one King's Quest, as far as I know.
King's Quest 6 and King's Quest 5 he completed this week.
Maybe those are the episodes. Maybe it's more than 5 episodes.
There might be more. Yeah, there might be more than 5. 5 was the only thing that came up at the moment, but there might be more than 5.
Yeah, I think he said that the 5 was a bit showing its age a little bit, but he thoroughly enjoyed it, and 6 he thoroughly enjoyed it. So.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Kim. And now, especially because Fraser is still in the chat, we'll start talking about XCOM again, because I know he wants to hear about that. Robin Tate, let's hear about what you've been playing, Robin.
I've been playing XCOM. No, I haven't.
No, you've been playing a game, though. I did not think you would play. So I'm curious about this. What's going on with Halo Wars? Let's talk about that real quick.
I bought Halo Wars on 360 as a secondhand copy for Donkey years ago.
Okay.
And maybe played the first mission and was impressed a little bit by the cutscenes, but yeah, it seemed a bit old and a bit RTS-y for me. So I'd put it onto
It is an RTS for the
record. I know, yeah, a bit RTS-y, yeah. So I stuck it onto my Dirty 30 and went back to it about a week or so ago and started from scratch. And wow, what a game! That's brilliant. It's like toy soldiers. You're moving little toy soldiers around. I don't think I have the skill set for it because I'm quite sure you're not supposed to create a massive glob and then move the glob in one big movement. I'm sure there's technical terms for this. And my glob just overtook everything.
By the way, Robin, the technical term for that in this game is move all units.
Oh, yeah. That bloody
all glitch. Units.
Yeah. I mean, that's a thing. So just towards the end of the game, I was just getting used to all of the buttons. And I think I'm only scratching the surface because I think there's so much nuance to this game. I know Mike Chin plays a lot of multiplayer. I haven't touched. But there's so much not really in a tutorial. So extra little buttons here and there, little sneaky presses of the thumbsticks and ways to pair people off that you get through play, and it's just towards the end of the last couple of chapters that you're starting to feel quite badass and you really know how to control the guys around. Graphically, when you're playing the game, it still looks brilliant. It really does look good. The cutscenes are still movie quality. They're fabulous. The story is really quite good.
Yeah, in fact, I would recommend to anybody, if you're not interested in playing this game and you're not an RTS person, I would actually go onto YouTube, look for Halo Wars. A lot of people have strung together all the cutscenes, and when you watch them together, it's like a good 45-minute just movie. And it plays out really well.
And they're superb cutscenes as well, aren't they?
Yeah,
top corner.
Oh, yeah, very much.
And, I mean, the only place that it really sort of shows its age now is at the beginning of a level, it sort of pans across the scene before you take control of it, and that looks a bit sort of low-def. But as soon as you get into the gameplay, it's crisp, it's good, it's responsive, the gameplay is good. I played a lot of Red Alert when I, back in PC.
Yeah, Command and Conquer,
and Tiberian Wars, but it didn't really do me anything more than that. And I did the same thing then: build a big glob, move them over, kill everything. I thoroughly enjoyed my time with Halo Wars. Will I pick up Halo Wars 2? Maybe not. I enjoyed it. Not really my thing, but I enjoyed the experience with it. If you get me, it was good. Yeah. And it was like playing with toy soldiers again.
Robin, did you say you finished it?
Yes.
That last mission, it took me a few goes to do that last mission. It was a bit of a struggle for me.
Is that rolling up the hill?
You have to, a glass thing with different quadrants, and you have to do it within a certain time.
Oh, yeah. You had to get them all closed so they could fire the beam from the Death Star.
It was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, Halo, beam me up, Scotty. Yeah, Star Trek stuff.
Yeah, I struggled with that a bit.
Yeah, because they were coming at you thick and fast. Yeah, and lots of the little creatures and characters were brilliant. So, yeah, if you can pick up a cheap... And it was free, I think, or has it been free? It is backwards compatible. Of course, that's how
it's backwards compatible. They haven't offered it on gold yet, and I don't think they will at this point. They have the...
Well, there's still definitive edition. Yeah, definitive edition's out now.
So they've remastered it for Halo Wars 2. So if you buy Halo Wars 2 and pre-order it, you'll get the Halo Wars definitive edition. And you can start playing that now. So they have the remastered version available now. I'm struggling with Halo Wars 2, just as a side note. I there's a part of me that wants to get it, but there's a part of me now that I'm in my game of year, my YOLOG.
It can work for me.
I'm paying attention to my budget, man. I don't think I can fork it out for day one. But I will be putting pressure on my partner.
That is going to be the sort of game that in 6 weeks after launch is definitely going to get chopped, because the sales aren't going to be massive. It is it's almost a special interest sort of game. It's a game of
the amazing thing about it, though, the Halo Wars community. Whoa, that was loud, Ken. The Halo Wars community actually. They stuck around this game for quite a long time. So, I know Mike Chin, huge Halo Wars fan. Finding a game once you got into the multiplayer never seemed to be a problem. They had pretty good support all the way through the life of that game. Not massive numbers like a regular Halo game or a Call of Duty game in terms of sales. But the people that were playing the multiplayer
serious
stuck
players.
With it.
Yeah. So I finished Halo Wars and victory achieved and another YOG wiped off my list. And today I finished off Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Awakens.
That's a great Lego game. There are lots of Lego games. So I would say that Lego Marvel Super Heroes is the best Lego game that has ever been made. And closely followed by probably some of the original Star Wars Lego games.
The Indiana Jones ones were good. I enjoyed them.
This one here, I do still have reservations about them dubbing in the audio from the movie. Some of it isn't very clear. Some of it sort of drops out. I did prefer the gibberish talk and the emoting what was going on.
Right.
But I'll give it that. It was great fan service for the movie. It was great the way it started, not in The Force Awakens, but before it, actually in some of the original movies, which was kind of cool. It did have me chuckling and giggling. I played most of it just by myself, but the last four or five chapters today, I played it with one of the boys. And we had a great time. Some of the puzzles are not overly taxing, but there's a bit of thought in them. And I have to admit, today I wrote in my blog that when I got to play as General Leia Organa, Leia, I did have a pang of sorrow in there when I was playing as Leia today. But yes, I went up the hill and Luke Skywalker was waiting for me on the top of that little mountain in Ireland, and it was great. It was as good as the movie.
By the way, just for those that needed translation, when he said Leia, he was referring to Princess Leia.
Princess Leia.
Leia. It actually threw me off, Robin. When you first said it, I'm like, Leia? Who's Leia?
So when you got to the top of the hill, we just stood there with your lightsaber going...
Yeah, it was very funny, actually. You know, what the hell? Lego game. But you were there, and you were holding a lightsaber, and he didn't really take it, and she was going... Huh? In that Lego, funny Lego.
Well, stick it in, you fucking idiot.
So I've had lots of fun with Lego and Halo Wars over the last week and a half. So and again, that's it now tidied up. And my problem is now, where do I go to? Where do I go to next? Where is the game? Because I'm almost frightened of some of the big ones that are waiting for me.
I hear you.
You know, as Metal Gear, Witcher, Fallout. I mean, which Shadow of Mordor? I mean, what do I do? And I know I'm going to have to tackle. I think it has to be Metal Gear.
Here's
the funny thing.
That is so good.
Metal Gear Zero Dawn. Ground Zeroes. So I had that on my Dirty 30 list because that was the game I had. Well, right before the end of the Christmas sales, I get a message from my partner in crime, my brother from another, and basically, Metal Gear Solid 5, we've got to get it. So,
and I've played it on PS4. That's how good it is.
Yeah, it's been purchased, but it's not technically on my list. So, you know, do I swap it out?
You can swap stuff out. You know, lots of people have done that.
It would be in my detriment, though, I think.
Do you know what happened today? Sorry, I'm going on to the log stuff here. But PG Tips contacted me today to say, can I add another 10?
Wow.
Because I'm completing these too fast. I'm doing like 2 a week.
What's that, PG Tips, little thing for you here.
Yeah, just play Elite Dangerous. You won't need any more games then.
So he's went to 40 now.
Wow,
good on him.
But he's the one guy definitely that will get through it. He's a machine. He is a machine. So that's what I've been up to. Busy with work. Busy with life. Trying to fit it in gaming wise as much as I can here and there.
It's hard for him, but
it's good. This is fun. Mm-hmm. Isn't it great we're talking about these weird and old games like Halo Wars and all other stuff, King's Quest, things that we would never been talking about. And maybe it'll be harder when March comes along when there's just a glut of new releases.
We will have some new releases sprinkled in through the course of the year. So that's not gonna not happen. All right. Well, let's talk about some news. Mark, do we have a news jingle that we need to play? Is that a thing now?
Yeah, hang on a sec. I'm going to get better at this, I promise. I am going to get better.
Here is the fucking news.
Oh, yes. All right, so news this week. Scalebound got shut down. That was a big one. Everybody had been kind of looking forward to Scalebound. Well, I shouldn't say everybody. Scalebound had kind of a weird love-hate. It had a love-hate relationship, I think, with the fan base of the Xbox. A lot of people were excited for it because something different. It had dragons. It looked cool. It was from Platinum Games. So it had a lot going for it. However, after that initial showing and then when they showed it again at Gamescom, it didn't look all that great. And so it took a lot of hits. A lot of people were like, yeah, this game's not looking all that awesome anymore. So needless to say, Microsoft apparently agreed with that sentiment, and they shut down the game just this past week. There's a lot of rumors about why, what. I'm not going to get into that because I think a lot of it is hearsay and speculation from quote-unquote insiders. The bottom line, Microsoft didn't feel it was making enough progress. They canceled, pulled the plug on it. Platinum Games obviously disappointed by that, but Platinum Games is doing a lot of other things. So there's no, don't be fearful for what Platinum Games is going to, you know, if they're going to end up in a bad way. They have their hands in a lot of other games. In fact, I think Nier is a PlayStation 4 exclusive that they're going to be launching. It's going to be coming out soon. So
it's close. It's near.
Yeah, it's near. But definitely this raises a question about the games lineup for the Xbox One in the coming year. Oh, there's not all that much.
This week it went bananas. The internet went bananas.
It was a bit of a Twitter discussion with Tuscan.
Doomed. Look at this list of PlayStation games. There's 37. Mm-hmm. And
it
most
sparked
of them were
war.
Japanese indie crap. You know what? There's about 8 solid titles for Sony and 6 or 7 for Microsoft. There's not a hell of a lot of difference. Microsoft still have all the indies. PlayStation have all the indies. There's going to be loads of game for both consoles. I don't know. I do not understand where this came from. And there's unannounced stuff that will come. Just Shut up, internet. Just shut up. You fanboy, cock-sucking son of a bitch.
So how do you really feel, Robin?
That wasn't directed at anybody in particular.
No, that was directed at the internet, which, I mean, they deserve it. Yeah, it sparked a lot of crazy debates. A lot of list wars suddenly sparked up. I laughed a lot because, I mean, any topic, anytime you tried to discuss kind of what had happened, inevitably it broke down into these just random, I'm going to list all the games.
Yeah.
Here's my list of games. And it was just kind of funny how it would always devolve into that. Maybe it's more of a sad state than anything, but...
What I found funny is all these lists, because a lot of the Xbox games are coming on PC, oh, you can't include them, they're not exclusive. that made me chuckle. No. But some of the PS... Well, not all the PS4 ones are going to be on PC as well, but... Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, I heard some random arsehole turn around to say that the Xbox One was now a completely irrelevant device. What? Come on, what planet are these people on? For goodness sake, you know, enjoy your gaming. It's all about the games. You know, if you only have a PlayStation, well, I'm sorry. Get an Xbox and you've got the best of both worlds. And if you can't afford one, get a part-time job. Somebody say that once.
Get another job.
But speaking of irrelevant machines, let's talk about Nintendo Switch.
Nice.
You see what I did there?
Nice segue, nice.
But Nintendo Switch, this is so they came out, they had their big event. A lot of hype leading up to the event. I think some mixed reactions coming out of the event on both sides.
Definitely. Again, Americans complaining that it was at 11 o'clock at night. I mean, for goodness sake, they weren't even the alliance for the Americans. What is that all about? Some Americans were saying, were they trying to bury bad news because it was 11? It's at the other side of the world, you silly Americans.
Robin. Excuse me, but America is the center of the world.
It's the center of the universe.
It's the center of the universe. Absolutely. Outside of complaining about it being at 11 o'clock at night or then subsequent information coming out early in the morning, it's going to be launching March 3rd. That is the date. It's going to be $299 in the U.S.,
279
somehow crazy thousands of euro or not euros yen in Japan, and then I actually found it funny during the announcement they said $299 in the United States, and in Europe check your local retailer.
Yeah,
so I'm assuming it's something close to what they're charging in the U.S.
It's 279 sterling over here. I'll just do what
they are charging. Too much. That's what I'm charging.
Yeah, it was a higher price point than I thought it was going to come out. Yeah. I honestly thought it was going to come out in like $249.
It's the equivalent of $340 here.
Okay, all right, $340. That's a hefty price tag. It's not cheap. But let's talk or try and talk about some of the confirmed features. It has a capacitive touch screen. I think that was a nice touch because for the longest time, Nintendo has not had capacitive touch screens. The little remote controllers for the Switch itself, as I'm looking down at my hands, they actually have Wiimote-like motion function. Now, this can be a good thing or a bad thing depending upon which side of the fence you sit on that. Personally, I was really turned off watching the press event. How much they leaned on the kind of Wii motion control, the Switch 1-2 stuff. You don't even, their claim is you don't even need to look at a screen to play with the Wii Switch because of this Switch 1-2 functionality. All I got to say to that is, what?
No, but we can pretend to have a shootout like cowboys.
Yeah, guess what? I can do that for free. I can play America, rock, paper, scissors. I can play rock, paper, scissors without a remote control.
I thought you meant for real. Sorry.
No, yeah. Well, also for real. So that stuff kind of turned me off, to be honest. And I was surprised they went in this direction. And this is going to be my little Nintendo rant. Sorry for the Nintendo fans. But you know, they made a big deal about trying to leverage this device as this kind of millennial device, a young person's device, not a kid device, but a young person's device that they could use it in all these cool places. And then that whole conference was all about kind of motion gaming, and it just felt more gimmicky. And so that was kind of a surprise in the direction they went with it. I also had to laugh a little bit in some of the videos they showed of people using this in kind of real world scenarios. The guy on the airplane in particular, he's got this Switch sitting on his little, you know, the little tray table that you get on your plane. And he is like slumped over in his chair so badly, just trying to make it look like he can watch the screen at a level angle. Because the Switch screen only has one angle for that little arm. So, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. But when I'm on the plane, I recline my big seat back and move my glass of champagne out of the way, and it's not really a problem to do that sort of thing.
Yes, yes. But when you're in coach, Robin, when you're in coach like the rest of the people. Anyway, outside of that,
yes,
they announced a couple other things. Extra docking station, $99 for extra docking station if you want one.
Is that the little letter holder? That's it.
Yes, that is the letter holder that you connected up to a TV. So you could get an extra one if you want. So you can put it in another room. This way you can take it with you. The Pro Controller, they're bringing that back. That will be $70. My understanding, by the way, I do not believe it has a headset jack in it. Hello, Apple. So I'm not quite sure if it's
actually... No headset jack at all?
That is my understanding, and I saw this up on Twitter. I haven't been able to get confirmation on it yet. Okay. Nobody's actually spoken to it. But maybe it's Bluetooth enabled, so it's going to use a Bluetooth headset. That's my guess.
That'll run the battery down even quicker.
We don't talk about that, Mark.
Well, have you seen the battery life specs?
Is it 2 to 6 hours or something like that there?
Yeah.
Which is more like than probably two and a half, something like that there. If it's... And if you're playing something really basic, it'll be 6 hours. But if you're playing anything graphic intensive at all, it'll be 2 or 2.5.
Two and a half.
Mm-mm. But that's all right. That's okay.
Yeah. Last couple little things here. They are going to have an online service this time around. They're actually going to be launching a paid for online service.
It won't launch immediately.
Yeah, won't launch immediately. It's going to be in trial until I believe they said fall. In which case, in fall, it's going to be launching as the paid service, but it will only be launching at first in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. So I don't know what that means for the rest of the world, but the perk for the online paid service, obviously you get access to online multiplayer features, and you will get to have access to download one classic NES or Super NES game. At no charge per month. One game per month. I don't know what the service is going to cost. They haven't said that yet. So, you know, maybe it's going to be a minimal charge and it won't be that big
deal. Oh, for goodness sake. That's crazy. That is a joke. I mean, if they had said, look, online service, we're going to open up our library of old games, which are like 10K for 30K each. And, you know, you have a library there of 200 or 300, and that was your reward. That would be something, but one little shitty little Donkey Kong game from an NES or whatever it may be, that is pretty poor.
Yeah, and to be clear, for clarification's sake, because I see some people in the chat are talking about it, it is you're able to download one game per month. That is the way they've phrased it. So it's not just you have access to games for 1 month. It's you get to download one game in that month, and then the next month you can download another game.
Question.
Okay.
How are you going to download that game when there's only 32 gigabytes of memory?
Because you're going to stick an SD card in it, and
that's more money outlaying, isn't it?
Of course it is. Well, it's like a Vita. The Vita was the same, you know.
Yeah, true.
But this this also goes to my other question, which is, you know, you get to download that one month, you know, that one game in that month. Do you keep those games, or does that game then get erased from your system when the month is up and you download a new game? Does it pull the other game off? And maybe that's how they manage that. I don't know.
Who gives a shit? They're shitty little games now anyway, and they're available in so many other different variants. You know, buy a flipping Raspberry Pi and away you go. Not that I'm condoning piracy of old ROMs or anything like that. There.
No, not at all.
It still looks like a nice little device.
It does.
What did they show? They showed Mario in the real world, which was a bit disconcerting. But yeah,
that was the Super Mario Odyssey. It's their open world game. I don't know when that's coming out. That's not going to be at launch, my understanding. Zelda's going to be at launch.
But they have brought Zelda. See that? Yeah, Zelda for it, which is a really good move. That is, because they'd said that it wasn't going to, and now it is going to be full of bugs and stuff, but they're going to get it out, which is
Splatoon 2.
Splatoon.
That was a big fan favorite last year. That's going to be coming out in the summertime. Hmm. So, and they had a number of other third-party support games, and they had this game called Arms,
It looked like a shitty
Wii Sports
boxing game thing. Boxing with your remotes.
Although I'm sure there's more than just boxing involved. I'm sure this is going to be their Wii Sports. Packaged.
What's the gut feeling? I mean, what do you think? Is it going to sell like hotcakes? Are they going to be short in supply? You know.
Well, I think it's going to sell out at launch. People talk about, they purposely short the supply to create this demand.
Yep.
I will just say this. That's just stupid. That's crazy, and they don't do that. I think what really happens is these companies are hedging their bets. They don't want to commit to too much inventory because if they commit to a ton of inventory and it doesn't sell, then they've got a bunch of units sitting on shelves. Units. So they want to be, you know,
all
better under-deliver than over-deliver in a situation like this. So they're definitely going to sell out at launch. I think ultimately if this can capture the magic of the Wii or in a sense the magic of the 3DS – then I think it has a fighting chance.
Okay, so for me, if I had one of these, I think I would play a lot more Mario and games like that on the couch. I cannot see, because I think those games for me on the Wii U were, which I have here, I didn't play them enough because they feel a bit, it's wrong, but they are beautiful, but they do feel a bit kiddie. So I think it's the sort of thing that I could play on the couch. If I had one, I would take it on holidays with me. Don't think it'll be out. If I had one, it won't be out here. It would be in the main house somewhere, sitting in there. It'll be picked up and played every now and again. But I mean, would it tempt you? This thing, would you buy
the mobility? One? The mobility aspect tempts me. The $300 price tag doesn't tempt me all that much. I look at that now, and that price tag puts it in direct competition with kind of what I was planning on doing, which is buying a PlayStation 4 at some point this year. So I think I'll be able to get a PlayStation 4 for cheaper.
Yeah.
So then it becomes a question of, well, okay, what is the true value of having the Nintendo Switch? What games on there am I really going to want to play that I, you know, either can't play on the PlayStation 4 or at least I can play on the PlayStation 4 as well? I don't know. There's a lot.
You think about that price, Greg. It's $299. Yeah. And 99 cents. Without a game.
I love the 99 cents, by the way.
Yeah. without a game. So you have to spend
that's
another
a good point.
$60 or $70. Maybe probably, you know, one won't be enough. So you'll probably pick up one, maybe Zelda, definitely.
Well, yeah. So let's put it this way. With tax and at least one game, your initial investment on this is $400.
And you're not going to buy one game. You'll buy two.
You know, likely you know, two, but at least one game, $400 gets you the Switch and a game. And then you know you're looking at the competition and it, you know, it should be noted, this is not as powerful a system as those other systems. So now it's a question of, is that an issue for you? Is, you know, do you like the shiny graphics? Do you want 1080p constantly?
Nah, No, that's not important to me anymore. You know, okay. It's lovely to have lovely graphics, but good gameplay is more important. Halo Wars, for example.
Right.
So that's not the be-all and end-all. But I think this is a niche thing again. And there is a bit of genie in the bottle. Not like the Wii, but there is a bit of magic about this one, which the Wii U never had. It was badly launched, badly talked about, badly named, and stuff like that.
Well, I think the Switch actually is delivering on what the Wii U originally was promising, which was that portability aspect. I'm going to wait to see. I'm not going to be at launch, obviously, for this.
I don't know what assholes would order these.
Yeah, I know. So, I know one asshole.
Yeah, well, I've ordered two of them. So I've pre-ordered two. Sorry, are you pointing at me, Mark? Because at the moment, I see you pointing at Kim. So
he's down there.
down there. Okay, so I've pre-ordered two. One is purely greed. Okay, so I'm hoping to greed it out. The second is I am now going to sell my Vita and my Wii U. That is now going on eBay probably tomorrow. And I may or may not keep this thing. And you may get a chance to play one in July because it would be my holiday console. So it would be coming with me.
Real quickly, a side note. Because we are not used to the reverse of cameras, Mark literally was pointing at me in the Twitch feed. And I was pointing off screen, apparently, not at anybody. So
on my Skype screen, Robin's at the side of me, but I didn't realize he's below me on this. Hang on.
Oops. Anyway.
So there you go.
But at least when you go to America, at least when Robin goes to America with his Switch, Greg, he can buy games in America because this is the first Nintendo game console to be region free.
That's another plus.
There's that.
Yeah, because that's a real problem. Because I tried to put in High School Musical DVD the other day, and it was region locked. It said wrong region, and I couldn't watch High School Musical.
Get in the game.
I want to know: is this something that you might have interest in?
No, not at all. I mean, not really. No, I mean, the Wii U didn't do anything for me. I bought the original Wii. And at the time, my brother still lived here, and, you know, we hung out more. So I got more use out of the Wii, because we played that sort of thing. But then, you know, after a while, even that kind of wore off, and it sat in the cabinet and gathered dust, and eventually I gave it to my 3-year-old nephew to watch Netflix on. So, you know, like you said, it's, what, $300, then you buy a game. Plus, if you want more memory, then you've got to buy that, and it's just... You know, I spent $400 on my Xbox One, and, you know, it had a terabyte already in it. And it came with a game. And I could do more with my Xbox One than I could probably do with that. So,
and they've already been region free for quite a while now. Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, the Switch does nothing for me.
Well, the good news for Nintendo is between the four of us, they've already sold two systems.
Yeah, both to one person.
Mark, I'm assuming this is not something for you at this point.
Nope. No, absolutely
not. Noted.
If I was invested in the Nintendo franchise and had a history with them, I may have been.
Yeah.
And I liked, when I first saw it at E3, I liked the concept a little bit more than what I did with the Wii and the Wii U. So I like the ideas behind it, but nah, I won't be getting one.
Yeah, I mean, the portability of it is the only draw for me. I don't care at all about the Wii Motion stuff and the Switch 1-2 click crap. Okay, whatever.
I'll break that sometime.
But the portability aspect of it and the thought of, you know, when I go to my in-laws, I could bring this with me and play for a few hours and not have to deal with the things that happen with the in-laws. That has some attraction. But I'll just say this. I am going to wait and see how those reviews happen and see the support too. I think third-party support is going to play a big role in this because if this game system doesn't have decent support from third parties to where I feel like I can get some games that I actually want to play on it, that's a bigger problem for me as well.
you know, I don't want to be forced to play games that I'm not going to enjoy. And I'm not the biggest Nintendo fan. I'm sorry. I'm not, you know, I've never been a Mario Kart person. I've never been a big Mario person in general. Zelda is really about the only game that really holds.
I don't think Mario's been a big person, has he?
No, he's not. Well, no, at one point you could supersize him.
Yeah, all right.
All right, let's dive into. We have a couple other quick news bits. Guerrilla Cambridge, was shut down. This is the studio that made the game Riggs.
Yeah, this is quite a shock, really, because they've done quite a few big games.
They've done a few games. I won't say they've done a lot of big games. They've done a lot of kind of support titles for Sony over the years. And Riggs was certainly, I think, one of their bigger kind of focal titles. Like, that was a big spotlight title for PlayStation VR. So it is a little surprising to see them shutting them down so soon after the game released. But
me just sick.
You know.
It really did make you sick.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. Vertigo, man. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Didn't they do the Killzone Mercenary, the Vita version of that?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought they did. Yeah, I knew I'd heard of them. Because the main Guerrilla Games in France is still going, isn't it?
Right.
It's just a smaller studio in UK.
Correct.
Yeah. So we're still going to get Horizon Zero Dawn, aren't we? That's not cancelled. Yeah, right, okay.
That is not... No, that game is going to be a flagship title for Sony this coming year. PlayStation 3 pay-per-view app. And this is just a weird... a little bit of news that I saw, threw it in here. So after January 10th of this year, so this has actually already happened, if you have a PlayStation 3, you're no longer able to do the live events. The live event viewer app has been shut down. It's now exclusively on the PlayStation 4. I don't know why they would do that. I can't imagine it cost them anything to run that app on the PS3.
You wouldn't think.
But it's no longer available. So if you have a PS3, don't plan on doing any pay-per-view events. All right. Let us move forward into some more fun things, some social things. We have trivia. That's going to be – why don't we just do the trivia right now? Let's get into the trivia right now.
Okay.
Are you guys ready? Trivia time. If you're listening to this on the feed, get ready. Don't help anybody out. But here we go. Jason Johnson, again, our trivia guru, our trivia master, has provided us with a few questions.
Yeah, all right.
And so I will ask our podcast hosts to type your responses into the show notes when I ask for it. First game, here we go. First game, first question. What is the top best-selling what is the top best-selling Final Fantasy game? Ever. Top best-selling Final Fantasy game ever. Is it Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy VIII, Final Fantasy X, or Final Fantasy XIII? What is the best-selling Final Fantasy game of all time, as far as we know right now? Is it A, Final Fantasy VII, B, Final Fantasy VIII, C, Final Fantasy X, or D, Final Fantasy 13 with an extra large sword? I need your answers right now, please. Okay, so we have two different answers. Kim and Robin have both said it is A, Final Fantasy 7. And Mark, going out on a limb, Mark is saying Final Fantasy 10. Mark feels confident. Mark, I can't hear you, Mark. You're muted right now, so that's...
Sorry.
Just letting you know.
Yeah,
that's
smooth.
All right. Smooth.
I thought 7 might have been too obvious, and I thought on the back of the popularity of 7, 10 might have sold. I've heard a lot of people say 10 is really good.
Yeah. Well, Mark, your answer is rewarded with a big fat no. Final Fantasy 7. Final Fantasy 7. The obvious one, yes.
2017 trivia champion. You looking at him?
Whatever.
11.14 million copies sold, Final Fantasy VII. coincidentally, Mark, Final Fantasy X was second at 10 million.
I thought it might have been a trick question because you know how slippery that Teflon is. He's non-stick after all, isn't he? So.
Yep. All right. Here is the craziest question of the day.
Oh, boy.
I want hands above keyboards until I ask for the answer. How many achievements has Bongo the Sane unlocked in Forza Horizon 3? Is it A, 52, B, 67, C, 34, or D, 76? How many individual achievements has Bongo the Sane unlocked in Forza Horizon 3?
A, can I just look on the app?
If it was here, I would ask him.
C, 34, or D, 76? I need your answers now.
You know what? The pressure on Robin is going to be immense. Right, sorry. Just give them figures again.
All right. Here are the figures again.
Please.
Here we go.
Oh, shit.
A, 52. B, 67. C, 34. Or D, 76. How many achievements?
All of them?
Okay. Let's do it. One, two, three. Let's do it. I can't remember the number. I'm so much under pressure.
All right. So Robin has said 52, which is A. Mark has said B, which is 67. And Kim has said C, which is 34. I can tell you, one person has indeed gotten this right.
Nah.
I can tell you right now, it is not Kim.
Well, I figured that.
Oh, no, I know where this is going.
I can also tell you with 100% confidence that Mark got it right.
Oh, for God's sake. How many was it?
67 individual achievements, Robin.
Wrong. No, I'll tell you what it is. It's that. That's the one that matters. 1,000.
Yeah. Well, that's too easy.
Come on, you know.
Well done, Teflon. Well played. Well played, Teflon.
He counted them three times, he says.
Well, you know what? Hey, the net of this all... Everybody got a point this week, and it's all knotted up a point apiece since Nicole got her point last week. So there we go.
Let's go.
Neville Pagan and Canada doesn't count.
Yep.
We all want to win, don't we, Nick?
I know, I do.
All right. We have a speak pipe this week, Mark. If you would be so kind, maybe spool that up.
Yep.
Let me know when you're ready to play that.
Reddit. On the ball this time, look.
Yes, you are.
Watch me twitch. Watch me speak pipe. Watch me twitch. Watch me speak pipe. Sorry if I've just offended your ears. Nicole, please don't mute me. Hello, guys and girls. It's Bit Dead here from a not very sunny UK. Just thought I'd send you a quick message to say hi and ask you a quick question. First of all, a belated congratulations on reaching 400 shows. It's not a surprise, really. You've got a great group of people there. It doesn't matter who's on, who's presenting, who's in the team. It's always a great mix of people, and I love listening to your show every week. Quick question. I cannot wait for Destiny 2 this year. I love Destiny. I'm enjoying Forza at the moment, but Destiny is my one and only anticipated game this year. So my question to you guys is, what is your most anticipated game for this year? If you only could play one game this year, what would it be? Guys, thanks again, and girls, my apologies. Keep up the great work. Stay beautiful, people.
Jeez.
All right. Yeah, so most anticipated all. First of all, Bit Dead, thank you so much for sending that that speak pipe over. Very much appreciated. And, of course, anybody listening to this, you can do the same. Super easy. Go to our podcast page on the internet, and there's a big old SpeakPipe icon right there. You just click on it. It'll take you to our SpeakPipe page. So ocpod.com. That'll get you where you need to go. To the question, what's our most anticipated game this year? You get one game to play, one new game, Robin, not something from last year. Mm. One new game. What's the one new game you're most anticipating? Let's start with you, Robin, and we'll roll to Kim and then Mark.
I would like to give my answer in an interpretive dance.
I would not like that.
So, guess the game, guys.
Oh, God. that is beautiful.
Yeah. Red Dead Redemption 2, baby. Closely followed by Mass Effect Andromeda. Mass Effect. Red Dead, definitely. If I had to split the hairs between it and Mass Effect, I know Mass Effect will be brilliant and wonderful, probably. but I know that Red Dead will have an awful lot more to give. Online, zombies, all that sort of stuff. So I think Red Dead is the bigger game. Yeah.
All right. Kim, what say you?
No question. It's Red Dead 2. I mean, yeah, there's no other game. I mean, that's it for me.
Wow. Okay.
So, all right. Yep.
Mark, are we looking at a clean sweep here?
My most anticipated game is Red Mass Dead Effect Redemption Andromeda 2.
That's horrible.
That's awful, really.
All right, so Mark, but for real here.
I don't know. Have you seen the trailer for Andromeda?
One game.
Have you seen the trailer for Andromeda? Fuck
it. Is that it? Andromeda?
No, Red Dead though, man. It's hard. Red Dead. Red Dead. Just Red Dead. By a millimeter.
Running away with it.
By a flea's penis length, it wins just.
Yeah, yeah. And, I have to say,
Teflon.
It's Red Dead 2. Yeah. Red Dead Redemption 2. My most anticipated as well. Teflon 212. He did not agree. Yeah. I think he's all in for Mass Effect.
Can we get a new trivia master, please? He sucked. Red Dead can suck a railroad spike.
That's Fraser Moo saying ukulele.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good, but not right.
But it's another platformer. It's another Ratchet and Clank. You know, it will be brill, but...
Starved for Help was chiming in with some Zelda. Looks like Zelda's getting a little bit of love. There's a lot of good games coming out this year. I think there's going to be a few unknowns we don't even know about yet, so...
Oh, known unknowns or unknown knowns?
No unknowns. Nuns.
No knowns. Yeah. No unknowns.
What?
Great question. Thank you for asking again, Bitdead. Yeah, Red Dead Redemption, apparently on this podcast, is going to rule the roost, closely followed by Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah.
I will say, Mass Effect Andromeda had a little bit of that same old feel when I saw the gameplay trailer recently. That was a little... I
haven't seen the gameplay one, I didn't, but the main trailer, that teaser trailer, is so good.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so let's talk about that for a second. Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah.
What do you want them to be? They're going to be space people in spaceships going in space to do spacey things.
Sounds like elite.
That sounds great. You know what? If it was Mass Effect 3 without the three seashells at the end, it'll be brilliant. I'm more of that. I mean, what do you want? Maybe they'll change some gameplay stuff, but it's going to be that. It's going to be more space soap opera. So... To complain about getting one of the best things ever again, why? I mean, what do people...
Well,
do
they want it's not so much that I'm complaining about kind of getting more of what we've gotten before, and I guess that it came across that way, but I did want to see maybe some of the animation, some of the gameplay mechanics maybe a little smoother, because I always felt Mass Effect had a little bit of a herky-jerkiness to it.
Yeah, but it's all about sleeping with blue aliens.
And the storyline. The storylines have been cracking in that game.
They have been cracking, yes. And they will probably be just as good this go-round.
Hmm.
Yeah,
it'll be good. It'll be good. It's BioWare. As Teflon says, it's BioWare.
Yep.
It'll be cool. We can adopt BioWare.
I think we need a Kung Fu RPG.
Kung Fu, Hong Kong Fooey RPG. That would be good. Hong Kong Fooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Fooey, faster than human eye. No, I'm getting too old now.
Yeah, no.
You don't remember that? No.
Yeah, if I was faster on the old computer, like, I could have got it up a bit quicker, couldn't I?
Yeah, you could have. I mean, but
you could have been a contender. You could have been a contender.
Someone. But this sort of brings up, and it's going in the chat now, this actually bit that is brought up, you know, what are those games that we're really looking forward to this year, apart from Mass Effect and Red Dead? I mean, Crackdown, of course, and Zelda, and there's some Ford Horizon Dawn thing.
Ford Horizon Dawn.
It's influenced by Halo, isn't it? Or Far Cry. But you mean, what else is there that you're looking forward to?
Well, so the game, I think one of the games that is on the horizon that I'm looking forward to, and I think it's going to come out this year, but I'm not 100% positive. It's a game called The Surge. This is from the same guys that did, it's kind of a Dark Souls-esque like game. But it's set in a space setting. And I'm trying to remember the name, the other game that they did, it was not Legend. Oh, God. What was the other Dark Souls ripoff game that basically came out?
Lords of the Fallen.
Lords of the Fallen. There you go. Oh. Yes. Same guys that made Lords of the Fallen.
Yeah, Focus Home Interactive, Deck 13. Yep.
Yeah, so that is interesting to me. I'm really curious to see if it's going to come out this year. It may slip to 2018. The other one that, you know, again, I think it's actually going to be a 2018 game is Cyberpunk from the Witcher guys. Mm-hmm. I think it's Cyberpunk 2023 or something like that. But anyway, those are on my radar to be excited for that nobody's talking about.
Interesting.
All right. Speaking of things to be excited for, Kim.
Yes.
This is your moment to shine. We want to hear that sexy, sultry voice. Walk us through games we can play and buy, even though we're committed to saving our budgets as much as possible. Other people aren't, so they would like to know, what can they buy this coming week?
Alrighty, our new releases for January 13th through January 20th are Road Redemption for the PS4 and the Xbox One out the 15th, 2064 Read Only Memories for the PS4 out on the 17th, The Flame in the Flood for the PS4 on the 17th as well. We have Gravity Rush 2 for the PS4 on January 20th. Also, Urban Empire for the PC on the 20th. And then we have Dragon Quest 8, Journey of the Cursed King for the 3DS on the 20th. Oh, and of course, the best one of them all, we have Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Mega Battle for the PS4, Xbox One, and the PC on January 20th. And those are your new releases.
All right. Thank you for that.
Sure.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers looks like absolute jank. It looks terrible.
Surely not.
Really does. Sure,
game of the year.
Have you seen the movie trailer?
Here we go.
Is it all
right?
It actually looks good.
I think we've done this on WhatsApp. I detest the Power Rangers. My two are about age where they grew up with Power Rangers. And you can see these enemies who were like completely made of rubber bouncing around and all of a sudden they become super big. But the movie trailer, it looks good. It really does.
Oh boy.
It looks quite kick-ass.
Don't knock those Power Rangers. Just, I was in love with one of them for many, many years.
The yellow one. Asian, Chinese, yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, yeah. it's like Princess Leia again.
Dirty,
you know, there's boys of a certain age will always remember that swimsuit in Jabba the Hutt's palace. Anyway, moving on.
Is that a swimsuit, or was that a little...
The gold thing, you know?
I know. It wasn't a swimsuit. It was the gold thing.
God, Zach, curse tracking on flipping VHS players. Oh, frig. Never get it stopped just right. Oh,
trying to pause just perfectly. All right. If you happen to subscribe to Xbox Live Gold or PlayStation Plus, in the month of January, you get some free games. Free games because you pay for them. If you have an Xbox One, currently you can pick up the World of Van Helsing Death Trap. You can also pick up, starting the 16th, which is just 2 days from now, Killer Instinct Season 2 Ultra Edition. And if you have not already picked it up yet, Outlast is still available December up to January 15th. So you have one more day to get that. For the Xbox 360 free games, The Cave will end on January 15th as well. So if you haven't picked that up already and you want to play it, get it now. And Rayman Origins will launch for Xbox 360 version January 16th.
Greg, yes. Sorry. I'm told that there's a really, really bad feedback or something on the stream right now that people can't hear or it's gone. Is it still there, guys? 15-second delay and all that. But they're saying it's really, really bad. I'm not sure what that is. Or it was Fraser just trolling us.
Fraser, yeah, thanks. Yeah, ears bleeding, bastard.
It should be gone now.
Hopefully it's gone. All right.
Sorry.
Yeah. God damn you, Mark. You're fired. Fired!
First night.
All right.
Go have something go wrong, haven't we?
It's okay. You always have to have something go wrong. Mm-hmm. And this whole show has been that, the just like one thing after another. All right. No. So where we were at, we were talking about Xbox Live freebies for the month of January. You probably couldn't hear me once I started talking about Killer Instinct Season 2 Ultra Edition. But that will be available from starting January 16th all the way through February 15th. Outlast is going to be December 16th to January 15th. So if you haven't picked up Outlast yet, you have one more day to pick that up right now if you're an Xbox Live subscriber. On the 360, The Cave will be January 15th, the end date, January 15th. So again, if you haven't picked it up already, pick it up now. Otherwise, you will never get a chance ever, 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 ever again to play it. Rayman Origins is going to start on January 16th and run through the 31st. That is the Xbox 360 version of the game, just so you know. Now, if you are a PlayStation Plus subscriber, in the month of January, you get the following games. Day of the Tentacle Remastered will be out for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Vita owners. This War of Mine, The Little Ones. I was actually kind of curious about this game. That is going to be coming out for the PS4. Blaze Rush is out available for PS3. The Swindle, available on all the consoles, PS3, PS4, and PS Vita. Titan Soul on PS Vita and PS4. And lastly, Azkend on the PS Vita. Azkend 2 on the Vita. Those games are all available to you all month long. Go pick them up now. All right. Robin.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. You started this thing.
Okay.
You started this thing, the year of living dangerously.
You lost.
Now I'm going to do some explaining here and then I'm going to turn things over to you. So the year of living dangerously, really this is it's a self-loathing thing. If you hate yourself, if you really hate yourself, you're going to want to sign up to this. If you feel like you have done something and you're ashamed and you feel like you need to be punished, this is your thing. The year of living dangerously, you're going to pick a list of games. It can be 30. It can be 40, like some that seriously don't like themselves. Or it can be smaller. But you're going to play these 30 games over the course of the year. And these 30 games, of course, are games that you have purchased and you have not finished yet. And because you have been a bad, bad person, you have to go back and play these games to finish them by year's end. And on top of this, because you are such a bad person and you hate yourself so much, you're going to limit yourself on the amount you can actually buy moving forward. You're going to set a budget of, say, $100, maybe $120, £100, and that is going to be it. That's that you cannot spend any more money than that all year long on new games. That's it. So you're going to have to be frugal. You're going to have to be thrifty. Probably going to have to steal something. And that is your budget. And when it's done at the end of the year, you have hopefully finished all 30 of these games. You hopefully have picked up a couple games, scrapping together what you could using your budget, and you will be set free from hell. And that will happen at the end of the year of living dangerously. Is that pretty accurate, Robin?
Greg DeLisi, you are off my Christmas card list. The year of living dangerously is about fun. It's about finding the joy in the games that you didn't complete in the past. It is not about torture. It's about finishing 30 games if you have 30 games. It's called Dirty 30 because that's a good name. If you don't have 30 games and you have 15, let's call it the Pristine 15, as SLH has done this week. It doesn't have to be 30. It doesn't have to be until the end of December or end of November next year. It's for a 12-month period. If you start now, you can. I'll log it that you've started now. If you don't want to have a budget of £100, you can have a budget of £200. It's up to you. It's a personal challenge.
But
it doesn't really matter. Some
yourself.
People have... Okay. If you find yourself playing a game that you don't like, stop playing it and play something you enjoyed that you had before. There have been now over 130 games, a record for us in victory achieved since this started at the beginning of December, which is just unbelievable. And those 130 games were going to get left in digital hell. They were never going to be loved, and now they're being loved. And it's fantastic, and people are having fun with us. You bastard. So this week, along with our victory achieved, and what victory achieved is where this started. So when you finish a game to the credits, you take a photograph of the credits and a selfie of yourself, and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved. Now, if you do that, just that by itself, and you're not part of Dirty 30, you'll get entered into a once every 3 month draw for 15 quid or whatever it is, money. You can buy games with that. And if you win that and you're on Dirty 30, you can buy an extra game. Treat yourself. If you have a birthday and someone buys you a game, let them do that. That can be added. That's allowed. Okay, so once every 3 months, we pull someone's name at random. But if you're part of the Year of Living game, just and you're on the Dirty 30, you're also part of that. It's a bonus. So what we've done, we separated the Year of Living game, just the Dirty 30s, in our Victory Achieve shoutouts, and had the Ordinary Victory Achieves. And it's funny, this week there's only one of those. So people who have completed games on their Dirty 30 this week are Kevin Fye for Ratchet & Clank, Teflon 12 for finishing Unravel, Bongo the Sian finished Halo Wars, Terraform, hello Terraform, he finished Ori and the Blind Forest, Janezi finished Halo Combat Evolved, Chris MJW from the Boss Wave podcast finished To the Moon and cried. Terraform finished Battlefield 1 and also Gears of War 4 and Unravel. He's been busy. Awesome Rob, he finished Inside. And Chris MJW also finished Max and the Curse of Her Brotherhood. Spug Northanson, he finished Burnout Paradise. Janezi also finished Journey. Head Chef Alan, what a brilliant name. Hedge, and he is a chef. Head Chef Alan, he finished Ocean Horn. John LaValle, he finished Wolfenstein The New Order. Fantastic. Mr. Miyagi, he finished King's Quest 5 and 6. PG Tips Paul, he finished Forza Horizon 3. Pilch Reed, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. Head Chef Alan also finished Halo 5. And Janezi also finished The Walking Dead Michonne. Dastardly Jabby from the same coin finished The Last Guardian. Terraform, again, Dead Rising 3, and Filthy Broke His Duck. And he finished Unravel and Doom. Bongo the Sian finished Lego Star Wars The Force of Bacons. And Terraform finished Hard Reset. And the only one that we have, which is not a Year of Living game, justly, is Amras. And he quite honestly, without slipping it into his list, finished The Last Guardian. Well done, everybody. It's ridiculous how long this list is every week now.
Yeah, we've extended the podcast length by about 10 minutes just to cover all these.
And if you want to hear more about the Year of Living Dangerously, you can go and listen to the episode 2 of 30 Dirty Minutes, which went live last night on the Overseas Connection feed. Or if you go to bongo.ocpod.com, you'll see it there. And I done that with Mark, Marganix, and Dastardly Jabby, Chris Jellyman. And that's a great little 30 minutes of therapy. So you don't have to hate yourself.
Yeah. It is audio only.
Yep.
And so it is a supplement. We throw it right onto the feed here. So as long as you've got the feed set up in your iTunes or Stitcher or whatever you use to pull your podcasts in, you'll be able to get that. If you watch us on the Twitch feed normally, I would point you over to Bongo. Like he said, go to his blog page. You can download it there. Or, you know, subscribe to us on iTunes. You know, find us somewhere else.
I've got a special sound clip for all those who've done a victory achieved this week.
You all have a victory's achieved! Victory's achieved! What a victory's achieved!
They've earned that. They've all earned that this week.
I think I broke a blood vessel when I said that.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. And if you don't want to participate in the year of games, you know, living dangerously, it's okay. You don't have to. You can listen to us still and enjoy the fun that we have. You can also take a nail and you can stick it in your thumb. You can do that if you want.
Do you know where you get a ferry from San Francisco over to Alcatraz? You aren't fucking making it to Alcatraz.
Or you ain't coming back.
Greg DeLisi will swim with the fishes.
Yes. We have big plans this summer, don't we, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
I apparently need to bring a loaded weapon when I meet you. All right. Hey, if you have been listening to this, maybe you're listening to it on iTunes right now. Maybe you downloaded it to your Samsung Galaxy 7 phone and you're listening to it in your sleep. Hopefully we're not giving you nightmares. But you can, if you so choose, actually watch us live. You can jump into the chat room or the chat, as we like to call it, and you can basically be part of the conversation. Every week we are broadcasting live 6 p.m. on the East Coast, 11 p.m. in the UK, and if you're a smart person like me and live out in the West Coast, it's 3 p.m. Just go to our Twitch page, twitch.tv/OC podcast, and you can, you know, listen to us live. And Mark, if someone were to listen to us live, this is a bonus for anybody still listening right now, still hanging out.
Yes.
Is there an opportunity to maybe win something?
Yeah, I forgot about that because you skipped past that bit, didn't you? Yeah, I've got some Steam codes for some games. Taco's already won a couple, but I've still got a few codes left for Steam, and some of them are quite big games. There's Dragon's Dogma, there's Flame of a Flood. So you'll have a choice of about...
Why don't we pick one or pick something that the chat has to do right now?
Yeah, I was going to say what I've been letting them do is they can pick one of the games of their choice, but they need to win that.
How about this? This is the challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen up, chat. The first person that can type in the city that my beloved Chargers, my beloved San Diego Chargers, where they have now moved to. What is the city they have moved to? I don't think you qualify, Mr. Sane. The first person to type this city name into the chat.
That's a hint. That's a hint.
There's a hint right now. Again, code. They have gone to hell. Yes. All right. Well, if anybody happens to get it. And I'm just saying, you know.
Fuck's sake, type Los Angeles.
Can't give away, can you?
Apparently not. No.
Ryan, Teflon.
Massachusetts.
All right, well, does anybody want a free game code? Maybe that's a better question to
ask. Who wants it? Anybody want it or not? No? Yeah, no.
You don't want a code.
There's Hopico, Fast-Pace... platformer.
Smart asses in the chat. That's really
Mother Russia Bleeds, which is a beat 'em up. There's Dragon's Dogma, Dark Arisen with the DLC RPG. There's Flame in the Flood, and there's Minion Masters, which is a MOBA.
Bollocks.
Anyway, carry on, Greg. I think it's gone down the line. Yeah, gone down.
Velen, that's the winner right there. By the way, Velen.
It's gone down like the Exxon Valdez this quiz, isn't it, right? Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. You can also email the podcast if you ever so choose, podcast@ocpod.com. You can follow us on, as I choked to death, you can follow us on Twitter. That's @OC_podcast. We do have a Facebook group, fb.ocpod.com. I'm literally holding off, choking to death right now. iTunes reviews, Stitcher reviews, any place you can give us a review, YouTube, whatever. You know, give us a review. Why not? And, of course, don't forget to join all of our podcast clubs, because apparently we've created clubs across the world on the PS4 and on the Xbox One. So they're there. Just find Xbox One or PS4 podcast for OC podcast.
Overseas Connection podcast. It might be a bit easier, Greg. Yeah.
It might be.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to get that out. The cough was killing me. All right. Let's speed round this and close this thing up. I hate you all for saying Velen. Really funny, by the way. Velen, yes, they moved to Velen. I would have actually preferred them to go to Velen. I want to thank everybody real quickly. Yes, Steve, Star for Health got it, by the way, Mark.
Yeah, but he's going to give it to Bongo, because he's the only one who partakes. He got the last couple of codes, and he gave one of them away to Chris MJW.
Sharing the love. I appreciate that. I can respect that.
Yeah.
So, with that said, thanks to everybody who joined in the chat. RGC, Realm Warrior, Teflon 12, Star for Help, Lambie 85. I'm not going to mention any of us that were in there. Okay, fine. Fraser Moo. Thank you to all of you who joined the chat.
Not that bloody wanker.
he is a wanker. We do appreciate you taking the time to come in, listen to us, ramble on, talk in video games. It definitely makes for a more fun and lively podcast. So we appreciate you. And, of course, we appreciate everybody who downloads the podcast. So thanks to that. I want to say thank you to Mother Nature for finally stopping the rain. Getting a little tired of it. I want to say thank you to the electricity gods because I had some power outage issues earlier. And I think I'm just going to pass this over to Mark.
Yeah, you can get me on Twitter at Markanix, Markanix on Xbox Live and PSN. You can email me, mark@ocpod.com, and you can check my Yolg blog, which is markanix.com. And I just want to shout out Bongo and Chris Jellyman, Dastardly Jobbly. We had a lot of fun on this week's Dirty 30 Minutes, and I really enjoyed it, so thank you very much. Over to Kim.
Yeah, I want to thank you guys. You know, it's always fun. It never fails, I swear. I've never been on there once and just, you know, thought, holy shit. No, I've thought that, but, you know, it's never been boring.
Oh, yeah, there's been a few.
just a few. I want to thank our shatters because, you know, without them, the chat would be dead. So, you know, you can find me at GamerGirl27 on Twitter. You can find me there on the Xbox, too. So, you know, if you can find me, come find me. How about you, Robin?
Yeah, I'd like to thank out to Mark as well and Mr. Jellyman. That's really jabby for coming on to 30 Dirty Minutes. Thank you. That was fun. I'd like to shout out Fraser Moore because I believe Transatlantic Rants is being resurrected. And, that'll be good fun to hear that because nothing like a good Transatlantic Rant. Yes, definitely. Greg, thank you for
having me. I don't know why. Every time I hear that, I think transvestite rant.
Well, it is Fraser, right? Yeah. Fraser is involved, right? So, yeah. A bit bored.
Well, Fraser said he only did that once. So, you can understand it sort of in a subliminal. To the guys in the chat, it'd be good fun tonight. Yes. To Nicole, get back on here again. We all just love watch you Twitch.
No, don't.
Games. Don't go there. Leave me out of this. She still likes me.
Ah, dear, watch no. Twitch, we love you, Nick. Twitch, we love you, Nick. Anyway, games. Thanks very much. It's been a good show. You can get me at Bongo the Sane. You'll get me at bongo.ocpod.com. And you'll just, if you see me online playing Xbox, please jump into my party. It's nice when people jump in. If I'm just there, just jump in and I'll chat. I'll chat until the cows come home. Okay. That's it. That's me, Greg.
For the record, don't know if you can see this.
Yeah. What's that?
I'm sure it will all go smoothly.
It wasn't too bad. It's my first go with this new software, so I don't think I've done too bad. And I apologise to all the live viewers for blowing your eardrums out early. Yeah, they were only for a little bit, and they've got 2 ears. You only need one.
You only need one.
I will get better, I promise. And my granddaughter's woke up, and she's not very happy, so...
Oh,
so I've got dogs barking, I've got babies crying, I've got...
Dogs barking.
Computers blowing our listeners' eardrums out.
Sleeping with dogs. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, let's just close this.
Trump and president. Yeah.
Let's close this tree right down.
End of the world.
Yeah.
Anyhow, let's get the frig out of here.
Yeah, I think we should. Let's call it. Let's the time of death is time of death 4:51.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Did you see we had the speak pipe?
Shit, nope. Hang on a sec.
Anyway, Mark, yeah, my hair is very long right now, so I don't wear it spiked up because it's too long.
Yeah.
So it's more parted. It's my middle-aged look.
You wear it well.
You know what? Thanks, okay. I guess.
For me to know and you to find out. Mostly.
Mostly.
Why is... Oh, my God, why is Kim reversed?
Ripley.
What do you mean by reversed?
She's mirrored.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
What's going on?
I don't know. I didn't do it.
Smooth. My energy level's coming back up. Watching Mark start to panic has me excited.
That'll do it. Yeah.
It's starting to go wrong now.
I got that stuff that you want. I've got that thing that you need.
No, you don't.
And the queen of the night. Yeah.
I still got that cough, man. I cannot get rid of it.
Yeah, I can't shake mine off.
Cheers. Keep that
shit. I don't want it any more than I've already got. Thanks.
Excuse me. I've got to go and adjust a few things.
Well.
It's disturbing when you stand up to do that, Robin.
Right? Yeah. Gary, a little bit.
Please don't stand up. Speaking of raccoons, not this is related to a raccoon at all, but this morning, around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
at first we thought we heard Colin, and next thing we realized there was an owl outside of our window. Just, hoo, hoo,
nice.
Hoo. And I'm like, at first I was like, oh, that's really cool. And then after like a minute of it, I'm like, that fucking bird needs to die.
Fudge.
Fudge. Because we're supposed to be live right now. Fudge is not an option.
Oh, no, the audio's not working.
Oh, shit.
Indeed.
So, Mark, what do you think? How'd it go?
Better than I thought. And when I get used to it, I'll be quicker and on the ball. I kept forgetting to update the what's playing and...
I know. I was giving you shit for that earlier.
Yeah.
And you know what, Mark? See, if you had another couple of screens, it would probably help.
I know. You should tell Jenny you need 6.
Yeah.
You could have 6 screens.
That's not there, 3/4 of the way through.
No, what I did was, I was trying to do the Hong Kong Fui.
Number one super guy.
I tried to get the audio to come out, and I clicked the headphone button on here, but I think it looped my headphone through the thing, so I think it like looped it.
I think
we got feedback. I'll find out when I replay the video. Luckily my recording's intact and I can use my recording.
And it was really back before you guys. It was back with Christopher Matthew and Mike Chin and Richard Primrose.
Yeah.
Primrose, talk about the fucking king of ums. I mean,
or so what is this? Starve for help. Is that's Jason, isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Getting tacos. Yeah. Yeah.
So yep. Tacos Podcast Golden Shower Awards up next at Pilchards and Cream.
I don't even want to know.
I mean, it's no Colonial Marine, but you know.
No, it's not. No, definitely. Thank you. At last.
Ciao. Thank you.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye, guys. If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
And of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.